Well, here it is, episode 2. And it's funny that I got into a war of politics with family. I shouldn't have to. Politics are is what it is. I'm sorry, I don't agree with the Democrat Party, or liberals, or libtards, snowflakes, millennials. They got fucking issues, man. I'm sorry. I am a Republican. Fine, deal with it. Don't like it? Drop the station. Don't give a shit. My rules, my way. You know, Trump this, Trump's bad. Fuck that, dude. He's the best president, man. I love the dude. For 8 years, we put up with that fucking terrorist bullshit. Fucking Obanzo with his fucking socialist programs, his libtard ways. If you're fucking packing fucking pillows and fucking kids, it's completely okay. If you're donating to Muslims or the Muslim Brotherhood or Islamics, fuck that, dude. Fuck him, dude. Biggest piece of shit for 8 years. My buddy Trump's done more in fucking, like, 1 year than that fucker did in 8 years. And it's not even a racial thing. It's not even a fucking ethnic thing. Bullshit, dude. I don't fuck race cars, man. If you're a president, male or female, black or white, do your fucking job. Don't give me your bullshit. So for 8 years, I put up with that fucking social terrorist bullshit from him. Now I got a NIFTA and all these little fucktards like, oh, we're gonna fucking harm you. Dude, I'm Republican. I have other Republican friends. We carry for a reason. We're not Johnny Laws. All right? I love the Second Amendment. I am pro-gun. I am fucking pro-American. I love my country. The government, it's got its moments, but love my country. Fear the government a little bit more. Love the people. Love the land. Don't like it? Go to Canada. I have friends of mine from Venezuela, from Cuba, who will tell you socialism sucks. It doesn't work. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care what bullshit you try to... achieve with me. It's not going to work. It's like talking to a libtard or a liberal. It's like talking to a wall. It's like talking to the steering wheel. I'm going to get no response. It's like talking to a tire. A tire's job is to roll. They don't roll. They just say, oh, I'm going to argue with it. They're just fucking idiots. And then I got these fucking, I got 84 fluids in me. No, you're fucking either man or woman. That's it. That's bullshit. I got 84 fucking there's genes and there's, I identify with 84 people. The fuck you are, dude? But who the fuck, what? No, dude. There's not 84 genders or 365 fucking fluids. Bullshit, dude. You're either born with a penis, born with a vagina. That's it. Or in some cases, you're born with both. That's hermaphrodite. That's biological. But point is, that's it. I don't care how many surgeries you get. I don't care if you chop your cock off or sew that hoe up. You can do all you want. You're still biologically, by definition, by science and nature, you're born a man or born a woman. If not, you got mental issues. Don't give me that, oh, I'm bisexual. Dude, fuck, I don't give a shit, dude. Either you pick one or fuck one. Because every time, every girl I've ever met so far, I'm bisexual. But I have a girlfriend. But I'm not looking. But if you're hot and cut like him, I'll fuck the shit out of you. Sorry, women. Double fucking standards. You could kiss my ass. I'm doing personal things for myself, not for you. Don't give a shit, man. I'm too old for this bullshit. You women in your fucking set ways, man. Seriously. That's another ridiculous topic, man. I look on Instagram. Chick, if you're going to fucking show your boobs and fucking bend over in your fucking thong, or I'm a suicide girl, hell, fucking 90% of the suicide girls out there, hate to break to you guys, are all fucking lesbians. But you're fucking bending over a thing like, oh, if a guy leaves a comment, he's an asshole. You go on Twitter, oh, a man said something, he left an opinion, and shut the fuck up, then don't put it out there. It's a public post. Anything you put on social media, unless you mark it private, is a public post. You can't be this fucking stupid. You can't be. No matter how hot you are, somewhere, someone is sick of fucking you and your fucking shit. So remember all you princesses and little fucking elves and little fucking I got boob job chicks. Somewhere, some person is literally sick and tired of fucking you or your fucking shit. That's why you're called an ex for a reason, because they're sick of you. Hell, I'm sick of you. I don't even know you, I'm sick of you. I don't care if you're sick of me, that's not the issue. That's not the point, it's the principle. You're just a pain in the fucking ass, some of you women. I love you guys, and it's true, I'll never switch teams, fuck that. If I have to go to my grave single-handed, and I mean single-handed, fuck that. I'd rather fucking jerk my girl all the way to my grave than fuck some dude in the ass, oh, I look like a girl, look at me. No, you got a fucking penis. Bullshit. And I'm glad I'm ranting and raving. You could kiss my ass, man. This is my podcast. This is Matt Warmill, a.k.a. Charbizzle. Welcome to the new millennium. Peace. episode 3. What to tell you is, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. I just
had it right now. I mean,
I want to ask my audience, if anyone's listening, who have seen me. I mean, I know I look like roadkill, but for God's sake, I mean, I see all these other people around me, and I'm fascinated by them. I'm fascinated by humans, and the fact that some people take others for granted. And what you take for granted, I envy. I wouldn't mind having someone to be with and someone to hang out with and something to do with, but it ain't gonna happen. The more I look at it, it just looks grim for 2018. I mean, I'll make my podcast, I'll make my statements, I'll make my thoughts become reality. My ramblings become my novels. I just wish I was just better than everyone else. I mean, I see all my friends, just they're fucking doing so great, and I have nothing. I have nothing to show for it. I don't have a pot to piss in. It's just, you know, you're born alone, you're gonna die alone. Shit, I'm just lucky to make it through this year so far, and that's already looking grim as it is. And I thought I'd make a couple of life changes. I'm terrified. I hate being alone. I hate feeling vulnerable. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and people grab those sleeves and rip it off and make it a flag for themselves, like a banner. And it's like, look at me, I'm fucking, it's like a fucking friend zone. If there's a friend zone, I created the friend zone. I mean, I go to work, I joke with my girlfriends and friends there, but that's all it is a fucking joke. It's a laugh, haha. You know, some of us weren't born the way we weren't born like, you know, Apollos or Schwarzeneggers. Some of us were just born normal, just plain Janes and plain John Does. Nothing special about us. The only thing that gets through us the day is just our sense of humor and our wit. That's what gets me through. I know a couple of ladies who are just incredibly gorgeous, but so close but yet so far away. As other guys can relate to me, it's like some of the guys got the golden ticket to the Wonka factory, and you're left the rapper. It's like, fuck me, dude. It's like, shit. I could walk into like Diamond Dolls or some shit like that, and with a fistful of thousands, and they'd pay me to keep my fucking shirt on. Hell, I go to the beach, I take my shirt off, I got fucking OSHA ramming the beach, we got the Sea Shepherd fucking docking right on fucking shore, trying to fucking like harpoon me or fucking put a net over me and get me back in the water. Like, holy shit, dude. I mean, I'm big, but not like fucking like, you know, 5 metric planet tons fucking big, but it's like, who are you to judge me or be judged at all? And I'm not no saint myself. I judge too all the time. I ain't no fucking saint. I'm more of a sinner. But shit, dude, I mean, and then some of you women with your fucking choice of men, if he beat you and you say you can't leave because I can change more, you deserve to get beat then. No, I'm sorry, folks. It's 2018. If there's no one physically holding a gun to your head, then fucking leave. You want to be a statistic? You want to be a victim? Go ahead. I'd rather be a survivor and move on to live another day, man, fight another battle. I'd rather fucking, you know, die standing than on my knees like a bitch, dude. I'll never fucking surrender. No quarter given, dude. I'd rather fight to my last living free breath as a free human, as a free man, than some fucking slave or fucking butt plug for somebody. Bullshit, dude. Bullshit. And everything. Fucking cops. I don't care if anyone's listening from the LE, man. Kiss my ass, dude. Protect and serve, more like punish and enslave. Every fucking video I see on TV is if you're a cop slamming a 12-year-old on the ground, a girl especially, you deserve to get fired and fucking, like, lynched, dude. This is Matt Bizzle, episode 3, signing off. I'm out of here, kids. 18.